From Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong protests spread. President Obama admits U.S. underestimates rise of Islamic State. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Police and riot gear continue to face off with pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong firing volleys of tear gas as a protest spread early Monday. At least 26 people were injured in the clashes. Thousands of people continue to demonstrations around the main Hong Kong government building, ignoring messages from student and pro-democracy leaders to retreat for fear the police might fire rubber bullets. The demonstrators are part of a mass civil disobedience movement calling for less political intervention from Beijing in the former British colony. Police in central Japan say they have found the bodies of 31 hikers near the summit of Mount Ontake, a volcano that erupted Saturday. Officials confirmed 4 deaths, while 27 others were described as being in a state of cardiac arrest, a term Japanese authorities often use to describe the dead until doctors can examine the body. Hundreds of Japanese police and military troops ascended the ash-covered slopes of Mount Ontake Sunday, searching for survivors and casualties from the eruption. President Obama says he and the country's intelligence leadership underestimated the extent to which extremist groups like the Islamic State were organizing in a weakened Syria. In an interview with CBS News that aired Sunday night, President Barack Obama also admits that Washington miscalculated Iraq's military ability to fight the militants alone. The airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition of Western and Arab countries continued Sunday against Islamic State targets, hitting oil refineries near Syria's border with Turkey. A car bomb exploded Sunday in Yemen at a hospital run by Houthi insurgents, with authorities reporting a significant number of casualties. The attack occurred in Marib province, about 175 kilometers northeast of the capital Sana'a. The field hospital is being used by the Houthis to treat their wounded from battles with rival Sunni Islamists leading up to the Houthi takeover last week of the capital. The new interim Libyan government of Prime Minister Abdul al-Thani was sworn in by the Libyan parliament Sunday in the eastern city of Tobruk. Edward Uranian reports.
The swearing-in ceremony was brief, and Prime Minister al-Thani promised to uphold the interests of the people and to defend the principles and goals of the February 17th revolution. Mr. al-Thani's cabinet was small, with just under a dozen ministers. Libyan political leaders dubbed the new cabinet an interim crisis government. The Islamist Fajr militia coalition, which controls the capital Tripoli, says it supports its own government, which has yet to be officially sworn in. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A U.S. drone strike killed 4 suspected militants Sunday in Pakistan's northwest tribal region. Officials in Pakistan say 2 missiles were fired from the unmanned U.S. aircraft. The Pakistani Air Force says its airstrikes destroyed 5 insurgent hideouts, killing 15 militants. In another skirmish Sunday, Pakistan says it killed 6 militants after they attacked a paramilitary checkpoint in the Khyber tribal district bordering Afghanistan. The checkpoint is a passage for NATO supplies to Afghanistan. More than 18,000 Indian Americans gave new Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi a rousing reception Sunday as he spoke from a rotating stage in New York's Madison Square Garden. Mr. Modi said there is an atmosphere of hope and enthusiasm in his country. Supporters filled the most famous arena in the U.S. a day ahead of Mr. Modi's 2-day trip to Washington for meetings with President Obama. Russia's foreign secretary says relations between Moscow and Washington need, in his words, a new reset, referring to President Obama's effort to improve ties with Russia in the early days of his administration. In a Russian television interview broadcast on Sunday, Sergei Lavrov blamed the United States for the strained ties between the two countries. Washington and the European Union have accused Moscow of supporting a pro-Russian rebellion in eastern Ukraine and have imposed financial sanctions, which have been repeatedly tightened since Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula. And Europe retained golf's Ryder Cup, easily defeating the United States for its 8th victory in the last 10 times for the biennial event. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.